بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He who has sent His apostle with guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religion. Even though those who worship false gods may detest it. Even though America, Russia, and all the superpowers may detest it. Allah's promise is not conditional on the strength of the superpowers. In its widest sense, the Islamic movement spans the entire Ummah. In its narrowest, it represents that part of the Ummah which is most advanced in its struggle towards establishing Islam as a total way of life. A few years ago, one could not recognize a single leading edge in the Islamic movement. This was the bleak outlook which faced the Ummah as history moved into the final decade of the 14th century of the Hijri era. But the world was unaware of the Islamic movement in Iran, because the Iran under the ex-Shah was beyond the pale of Islam. Iran was a blind spot. We were Sunni and our age-old ignorance was deep and total. Thus when the Islamic revolution in Iran began to make headlines in the early 1978, the bulk of the Muslim who called themselves Sunni was caught unawares. The Shah's propaganda had then blamed the Islamic Marxists. The Western media and the Muslim media, manipulated by the West and the alienated regimes of the Muslim countries, had then dismissed the events in Iran as insignificant. All of us were slow in recognizing the new reality in Iran. There had been a systematic attempt at smearing Islamic Iran, and the Western media deliberately promoted false accounts of the events of the Islamic revolution led by Ayatollah Khomeini, who is indeed the founder of the revolution, leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This campaign against Iran is nothing new. Right from the beginning, vested interests have carried on an unending campaign against the Islamic revolution in Iran. This evening, our guest speaker, Mr. Ahmed Diret, who is a distinguished scholar of Islam, who hardly needs any introduction to the public, and who has just returned from his trip to Iran, will present to us his first-hand account of Iran. I now call upon Mr. Ahmed Diret to speak to you.